Radio York.
So, as we've been hearing throughout the programme this morning, the government has announced plans to extend the UK's high-speed rail networks into Yorkshire. The new high-speed rail line will link London and Leeds via Birmingham, but a new line will also branch off to link with the existing rail network in the Church Fenton area, meaning high-speed trains will be able to run to York and to Newcastle, but at lower regular speeds. We're told that the journey time from York to London will be cut to just over an hour and 20 minutes. York MP for Central York, Hugh Bailey, is absolutely delighted.
I'm very pleased indeed. I've lobbied four successive Secretaries of State to make the point that there should be a junction south of Leeds that connects the high-speed line to the East Coast main line so that York and stations north of York on Teesside and Tyneside and Edinburgh should get some of the benefits of a high-speed route.
Well, Len Cruddas is Chief Executive of Leeds, York and North Yorkshire Chamber of Commerce, and he also believes the link will be a very good thing for the region.
One of the things that we've been working hard on is just trying to get to grips with the real potential of this in terms of growth for the economy and making sure that businesses can exploit that to the maximum, really. And, you know, these things work in both directions, and it's up to us to make sure that the traffic flows to the north as much, if not more, than to the south.
However, set against that background of celebration, the prospect of major building work and disruption has come as a huge disappointment to some people, some communities along the line. Andrew Mason has been speaking to BBC Radio York. He is from Church Fenton Parish Council.
I think it'll blight the village, really. If you look at the route where it's going, we're a lovely village at the moment. We've got a rural background, and this will completely decimate it, create an urban island. And I'm sure when we've consulted with the village, everybody will take the view that it's just not going to happen, really.
Well, we can speak now to the coordinator of the campaign to stop HS2. He is Joe Rukin, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Morning.
What's the problem? Why object to the HS2 proposals that we've learnt about in detail this morning?
Well, there's no business case, no environmental case, no money to pay for it, clearly. And it's a gross waste of money when there are better transport alternatives. What you're basically doing is building a fast train for fat cats, and the rest of us not only going to have to pay about £1,600 in taxes out just to build it, but of course we're going to have to subsidise it through the rest of its lifetime as well. And in terms of what was just said about, you know, getting traffic up to Yorkshire, it's you ask an academic, you ask an economist, and this is all about getting more and more economic activity down to London. All the journey times that are being quoted, it's about getting to London, and that's what this will do. It will just suck more economic activity down to London and make regional disparities worse.
But it's a two-way traffic, isn't it? I mean, I have already heard one person make the similar comments to you this morning, that actually all that will happen is that capital will drain back to the capital, if you like, but it will establish a link, and it will mean that places like York and other places in North Yorkshire become, at an hour and 23 minutes, a viable site for businesses, maybe based in London, in very expensive premises at the moment. They think, well, we could go up and work in Yorkshire. It only takes just over 80 minutes to get there.
Well, it's highly unlikely that you're going to see dispersal from London. What's more likely is that there will be regional disparities and even bigger disparities within regions, in that HS2 doesn't really create jobs, it shifts them around. So it's exceptionally bad news, say, for the West Country and Wales, because they're left out of the network, and the same with, say, East Anglia, is you're going to find economic activity sucked towards these stations, potentially, but not actually creating new jobs, is simply displacing them from somewhere else. And that is not what the economy needs, it's not what the country needs, because you're going to leave areas that are struggling now, struggling even worse. And realistically, what the country needs is more money invested in local transport solutions, sustainable transport. We've seen spending on local transport cut this year 27% by government. And what we'll find is more and more money gets chucked at this vanity project, this huge white elephant, which is going to be a massive debt burden for years to come. And, you know, the country's supposedly bust. But, for example, they're saying that it's going to be good for the economy and create growth. The Transport Planning Society wrote to the government just last week, 32 academics, saying That is just not true.
Why then? Well, you say that's not true and there's no evidence. Why then does this seem to have such widespread backing and rejoicing from all sides of the political and economic spectrum today? I mean, I can understand why you raise all these objections, but, you know, these folks come from lots of different points of view and they all seem to be saying this is actually going to be good news for the UK and good news for Yorkshire.
Well, to be perfectly honest, why it's got support from the political spectrum is beyond me, because over the last 3 years we've spent a lot of time examining the case in detail, and it's actually quite scary, the poor level of detail and the fact that politicians are saying things that we know, quite frankly, are not true. The Department for Transport has completely cooked the case for this. The HS2 was in front of the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament back last year. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee said that the figures, that the methodology was shocking, potty, bonkers, not good enough, that she was gobsmacked at the way that they were biasing the assumptions. And that was just after we were told that HS1, which is a fraction of the size and the cost of HS2, is going to cost the taxpayer £10 billion more than was expected. And HS2 is going to be even worse.
Joe, give me the killer question, because in the days and weeks to come, me and my colleagues here at BBC Radio York are going to do loads and loads of interviews with people who are dancing for joy on this. What's the one question that we ought to be asking that will stop those people in their tracks, or the one fact that you think is being glossed over here?
Oh, well, that's really difficult to say, because simply, why haven't they spoken to an academic? Why haven't they spoken to an economist? Have a look at the business case properly. Properly investigate this. Do not believe the hype that has been put forward. That's what I say. Please ask them to look into the case properly, and the serious economic organisations like the Adam Smith Institute, the Institute for Economic Affairs, the Taxpayers Alliance, I could go on, there are loads of them, and you ask an economist if this is going to be good for the economy, and the resounding answer you will get is no, and it's an environmental disaster too.
Well, just let's briefly, I know you've got a second or two extra, just add to that, what do you say to people in Church Fenton who are concerned about the proximity of this enormous development, or maybe it won't be that enormous, but near to the community of Church Fenton? We heard from Mr. Mason earlier on.
I say there are 70 action groups that are set up on stage one of the route already. Please get in touch with us. We can help you. We can help guide you along the way. The website is stophs2.org. And I'm really sorry to tell you this, but while the government are saying that you will get this so-called generous compensation package in 2.5 years of the current exceptional hardship scheme, 16% of the people who have applied have been paid out. It is, and that's another disgrace, because quite frankly, you know, this is going to cost billions of pounds worth of blight. People are going to have to subsidise this with the value of their homes. Like South Northamptonshire District Council did a survey and they found that houses have lost 50% of their value, and the government is not compensating them for it. And that is another disgrace. If they can't afford to compensate it, they can't afford the project. But the project itself is simply a bad idea.
Joe,
there are better alternatives.
Joe, sorry to spring this on you, but I don't know how you'd feel about this. Would you agree to go head-to-head and debate some of the things that you have said to me in the last few minutes with some of those people from our region who have been so warmly welcoming and embracing this project? Right, we'll try and sort that. Good to speak to you. Thanks for coming on the show today.
At the heart of North Yorkshire,
Jonathan Cowell,
BBC Radio York.